The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Our theme today is preserving the memory, a commitment that future generations will always remember the service and sacrifice the members of the greatest generation made on December 7th, 1941, and in the war that followed. Today's ceremony shows the world the importance of our survivors and how they never forgot the friends and the brothers and the sisters they lost for the common cause for which they fought.
Top U.S. admirals celebrating, remembering, if you will, is the better way to term this, what happened on December 7th, so long ago, Pearl Harbor. We're getting closer and closer to 75 years. Hard to believe it's been that long. And each year, so many make the trek to the USS Arizona, war vets and others, to remember what happened there. And what a dark, sad day that was. And the response by the U.S., our entrance into World War II. Hope you had a great weekend, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It was a weekend of protests over Eric Garner's death, who was the man who fatally died in the chokehold by the New York City police officer. A grand jury last week decided not to indict him, and there have been protests around the country. One got violent in Oakland in the California highway, where there were protesters blocking it off and decided that they were going to throw explosives at officers, and that led to tear gas and whatnot. Also over the weekend, it wasn't about protesting in Louisiana. It was about celebrating for Congressman Bill Cassidy. He now takes Senator Mary Landrieu's job. She's out as of this week, if everybody goes home at the end of the week. She lost her runoff election. That means 9 Republicans took over Senate seats. And already the swing to the majority of the GOP had happened as of the midterms, but this just adds another seat. Mitch McConnell becomes the majority leader, as you all know, starting in the beginning of January. But we still have a few things to get to, like funding the government. This week will be a very interesting week. I am certain of it, coming out of Washington, D.C. Coming up on the show, Christmas songs you hate. Not to be bah humbug, but you know the song you hear over and over and over and over. And I like Christmas songs, but you hear the song over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I think, wow, why are we hearing it? I don't care what it is. We live in the world of Pandora and choices of music and whatnot. But I'm a radio person, and I like to listen to radio. I like to listen to radio when I'm in the car and support my music, brothers and sisters. But I hate when they play the same song. And then I go into the store and I hear the same song. And you get my drift. You may have a song that you can't stand to hear. Sometimes people start a little bit too early, I think, with Christmas. So we're going to talk about the worst Christmas song of all time. What do you think the worst Christmas song is of all time? Think about it. You can call in. That's in our next segment, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Also coming up this hour, we're looking back on some of the people that were interesting that we talked to this year. And we really talked to all kinds of people from the world of politics, sports, business, entrepreneurs, everyday folks who did cool things. And this hour, a conversation with Jim Gilchrist. You might recognize his name. He's the one who started the Minutemen years ago. And he talks about what it was like in 2007 versus what it's like now at the border. And, of course, immigration is a very hot issue in this country. And he has some thoughts on what should be done along the border. I thought that was one of the interesting interviews we did this year. And we'll have others throughout the next couple of weeks till we get to the tail end of December, and then we look forward to what's happening in the beginning of January, and it's going to be a very big year for a couple of different reasons, and an interesting year, I think, in politics, because this is the dress rehearsal time when you see what leads up to the presidential nominations for, you know, who are going to be the nominees for the Republicans and for the Democrats. You have the conventions in 2016, and then before you know it, it's election day. Time really, really does fly. And we'll mix in some other odds and ends along the way, too. I think over the weekend, one of the worst things besides, you know, the protests that are peaceful, baby, I'm on board with it. Whether I agree with whatever people are protesting about, I'm all for freedom of speech because I don't want to live in Russia. I don't want to live in China. I don't want to live in North Korea where people tell you how to think and they pump in state-run thought, whatever it is that has to be on the tube or radio or whatever. So therefore, as Americans, I think we got to cut each other a little slack on issues or ideologies and that kind of stuff, but not when things get violent, as I mentioned in Oakland. No reason to throw projectiles, explosives at cops. No reason to do that, because that doesn't do anything to help the Garner family or say, hey, we think there was an injustice here. That just causes other people to get hurt that might be there for different reasons. This was a sad, sad story, though. And this ending is not what was expected. At least they tried. So the whole idea is in a military raid in trying to rescue two American hostages being held by Al-Qaeda is, boy, we want to get in, we want to get out, and we want to announce how excited we are by the news. Unfortunately, one was American. Unfortunately, American photojournalist Luke Summers and South African Pierre Corky, they say he was a respected teacher, who was supposed to be released on Sunday, were fatally shot in a compound by a terrorist as the secret mission unfolded. The relief group Gift of the Givers was helping secure Corky's release, and they had informed his wife that the waiting is almost over. So 3 days ago, they told her that he's going to be home for Christmas because they felt confident that as things were unfolding that it was going to work out. They said, you know, look, this is an innocent man, a respected teacher, and all this kind of stuff. And Obama ordered Friday's mission because there were reasons to believe that Summers' life was in imminent danger. So there was a video of Summers pleading for his life. It was released earlier in the week by Al-Qaeda, and they ran it all over the place. So they gave the U.S. 3 days to comply with unspecified demands. So the time certainly was ticking out, and they assessed that there were two people at the location. They didn't know one was South African, or that negotiations were underway for his release. So he and his wife, the South African, he and his wife were abducted in May of last year, and they let his wife go. So can you imagine getting the news he's going to come back, and then you get the news that he was killed? A terrible, terrible thing. Unfortunately, the Navy SEALs got in. They tried to do what they could, but they weren't able to secure their release in a surprise raid. Stay with us for Talking Ugly Christmas Songs next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
Okay, we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Okay!
Chipmunk song is to me. I don't know about all of you, and you think of the classic tunes there are for Christmas. And you know, there's Jingle Bell Rock, there's the Christmas song, there's White Christmas, there's Rudolph, the Red Nose Reindeer, and there's different variations of that. There's Santa Baby, there's Little Saint Nick. I mean, how many Christmas songs are there? The Chipmunk song, people love it. It, like, ranks in the top five on every time I look for a list of Christmas songs, it comes up in the top five. Is there something wrong with me that I don't like the Chipmunk song? I hate it. Worst Christmas song ever. What do you think? I think it's the worst Christmas song ever. It needs to be ditched. I've heard it so many times already in my lifetime. It's pure torture. I'm serious. 855-266-5283. What do you think? Nathan Reeder, how about you? What's the worst Christmas song for you to hear over and over again?
Oh, over and over again, over and over. That is, your Alvin one is, that's a pretty good one to be quite annoyed with. Shoot, for me, it really is like the classics that do just like Up on the Rooftop or Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Yeah.
That one?
But I went through, and some of the cheesiest songs are when people try to make new ones. And not that this one that I picked is that new. It's from the 90s, but Oh, man. Here, take a listen to this and see if you can figure out who it possibly could be.
Ho, ho, ho! Oh, little train, my little elf, another great Christmas!
Ah, man, it's fun. Same thing every year.
So let's have a funky Christmas!
So, down, let's go. Come on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey, where's that man?
Check it out.
Do you have any guesses?
This is pretty funky.
I gotta think.
Have a funky, funky Christmas.
Funky, funky Christmas. I'm gonna think about it. Hold on. Funky, funky. I don't think I've even ever heard this.
New kids on the block.
Oh, New Kids on the Block. Are you kidding me? I would have never guessed New Kids on the Block. I wouldn't have guessed New Kids on the Block. Wow, that is weak. Oh, my gosh. I bet you Mark Wahlberg would like to never hear that song ever.
Yeah.
Marky Mark. Or Donnie Wahlberg.
Wrote that one.
Donnie Wahlberg is on that CBS show. It's about the cops in New York. I can't think of it now.
Yeah,
but that's so crazy. That was a terrible idea. And you're right. You know what happens? That sometimes is worse, and I bet we could find tons of them, where somebody, because then they get talked into it by their agent or whatever, they do a Christmas version of a classic song or whatever. And then they just do it sort of their style, but sort of not. And that was a bad one, I think. And a lot of people like this song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And I hear that a lot, too.
I was going to bring that one up.
Oh, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I mean, clever when it first came out, I'm sure. But do you know who does that? Have any idea who performs Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
No.
Elmo and Patsy. Hello, Elmo and Patsy, where are you? Good for you, because everyone likes your song. I put me on the I don't like that song list. Can't we just have some nice classics? I mean, can't we just hear, you know, the Blue Christmases?
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
You know what song I like? I think the song I like is that song where they say, "Baby, it's cold outside." Have you heard that song?
Oh, yeah.
I like that song because you know why? You don't hear it that much. And it's a man, woman that sing it. And so it's a duet. And it's good. It's different. And they don't overplay it.
Was that
so
in
I
a
like
musical
that song.
First?
Is it what?
Was that in a musical first?
I think it was. I think it wasn't a musical first, and then it came out. And then this is a cheeseball-y song, but I like it. Remember we sang it on the air last week with Ricky Derrick, Holly Jolly Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess that's because that's a Frosty the Snowman thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Frosty the Snowman, I mean, that's my childhood. You know, I watched it when I was a kid. And so, that's been around for I don't know how many years now, but the Holly Jolly Christmas doesn't bother me of those kinds of songs. What's your favorite one?
I am so, so utterly partial to Carol of the Bells, which is, you know, it was arranged for vocals, but primarily it's an instrumental song, but it's just so, so beautiful.
Carol of the Bells? I don't know if I love that.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
Trans-Siberian Orchestra does a lot of good stuff with Christmas music. I like their stuff. I can listen to their stuff for sure, absolutely. And I guess that's what it is. All the ones that you hear so much. But I agree with you. That's a good one. They even used that in a commercial one year because it's so identifiable when you hear it. Da 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 da. I even when I was doing a little research for this, I even found out that Frank Sinatra and Cyndi Lauper did a song together. They did Santa Claus is Coming to Town together. And then you...
So I was looking up lists of songs that people hate for Christmas time, and I think there was one that... Cyndi must have been part of it. I don't know if Sinatra was, but you know when they did the... UNICEF song. We are the world. Yeah. And then they also did a Christmas song, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Here's one for you, too. David Bowie and Bing Crosby did a song together, Peace on Earth and a Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, my gosh. I am going to go listen to that.
You have to dig that one up. You can find it. It's on list. I found it on the list because I thought, boy, I can't see that. But the two of them together, that would be wild to hear the two of them together. And actually, if you think of the way Bing Crosby's tones were, it might work. It might have worked with David Bowie. And David Bowie is a good writer and collaborator. So, I mean, they're using a song that's already has its lyrics and everything. But I bet there's a chance that that was pretty decent, the two of them singing. Probably.
No doubt, listen to them.
Yeah, yeah, listen to both of them. If you listen to them together. And if you like instrumentals, another instrumental that's really good, and actually this song isn't too bad. I think for all of you listening in Michigan and the Midwest can relate to these sleigh ride things. You know that song Sleigh Ride? There's a great instrumental that's Arthur Fiedler in the Boston Pops, and that's a pretty good one. So it's not annoying. You can hear it again and again. And I like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, so I can hear that. Mannheim Steamroller. I know somebody that liked their music, and they gave me a whole bunch of it. And their Christmas music's not bad either. I mean, where it's just instrumental, you can listen to it. I think it's pretty good. But there's also, you know, like, if you go back, like, there's a Happy Christmas. John Lennon and Yoko Ono did one. And, of course, Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You'll hear that a bunch, but I don't know. I think it's because it's so Bruce Springsteen. I think it's not a bad one. And, of course, growing up in New Jersey, I heard that a bunch. There's also a good rendition, because you don't hear it a lot, Frosty the Snowman that Gene Autry sang, that was really good. And, of course, when I talk about the song I Don't Like the Chipmunks, and I like dogs, so there is the singing dogs doing the jingle bells. And I think you can you hear that. If you flip around, you'll hear that somewhere, the singing dogs doing the jingle bells. But there are so many. I think when you're a, you know, when you become a singer and you really break out, or at least it used to be this way, somebody would persuade you, you have to do a Christmas album, or you have to do a Christmas special, or be a guest on a Christmas special, and they'll play them for you. Oh, this is a good one. We're going to trail you out on this one.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've been talking about the border for a long time here on America Tonight. I've mentioned that I've been out with the Border Patrol three different times, and I shouldn't say I was stunned, but each time I went, there was a new revelation. We are so pleased to welcome to this show Jim Gilchrist. He's the founder and president of the Minuteman Project. And I'll tell you, with everything that's happening, we hear what's going on with ISIS, Ebola, and just the numbers, once again, with what's happening at the border and some of the horrific stories, it's such an interesting, sad time, I think, that we live in, and it's about time something really happened along the border. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thank you for having me on your program.
So you've been involved in this for a long time, the Minuteman Project, and every time there's a disaster at the border and when you respond, and people really love that on America Tonight, people call in and say, you know, look what they're doing, look what the Minutemen are trying to do. Is this the worst you've seen it, or is it just that there's so many different things that we're dealing with now as far as illegal immigration?
As far as the illegal immigration, it's not the worst. It was the worst back in 2003, 4, 5, and 6, just as the Minuteman Project was launching and bringing national awareness to this issue. Since then, we've managed to get some influence, not direct, but we are getting some influence from congressional members, and immigration now is on every political platform of just about every governor and certainly every presidential candidate and every senatorial candidate. Whereas prior to 2004, no one would even talk about it. So the problem has gotten a little better, but we still have over 2 million illegal aliens penetrating our southern border with Mexico, coming into the United States, setting up shop here and not leaving. And that's compounded every year after year after year. But instead of being 4 to 5 million, like back in 2003 and 4, it's only about 2 million. We still need a dual Israeli-style dual fence along that entire border. We only have it for 12 miles in San Diego. I was just down there today. 12 miles of San Diego is protected very seamlessly. The other 1,988 miles of the border to Brownsville, Texas, is essentially unprotected.
Yeah, and what, you know, there was always that big push in Congress for it, but I say it's like the hot potato that it looks good and people start to talk about it. When, yes, we have to protect our borders. Yes, we have to secure the borders. And then it gets shelved whenever there's an election. Do you find the same thing?
Yes. Yeah. This is something that it's a controversial issue. I have no problem with speaking out about it. I just spoke at a high school, a private high school, Francis Parker High School in San Diego this morning. And the students are very receptive. Some of them disagree. But it was it's something that has been shoved aside for so many decades since President Eisenhower. We have not had a president since Eisenhower who took our immigration policy and law enforcement seriously, nor our Congress. They've all kicked the can down the road, kind of like our national debt. It's $17 trillion now and getting higher because everyone just keeps kicking the can down the road. Eventually, in my opinion, this is going to be a disaster. And I guess maybe we have to experience it before we really understand that the dire consequences of not enforcing your immigration laws.
Yeah, and the dire consequences include disease, because we see now the statistics that are coming out about Ebola, and people along some of the, especially the areas that you mentioned, where they're exposed, there's not the dual fence, you're not having as much protection all the way through Brownsville, Texas, that there's concern that that's coming across the border, too, and that neighbors and other people could be infected by it, and other diseases as well. And this gets downplayed, but don't you think this is a serious crisis?
Yes, but these are crises that no one in politics, except for Stephen King from Iowa, Jeff Sessions, a senator from Alabama, Lou Barletta from Pennsylvania, they are right out there in the open, Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, about this issue. And but there seems to be a pretension that there is no problem. We'll wait until it presents itself. For example, we actually are going to wait for another 9/11 before we're going to take the threat of ISIS presence in the United States real serious. There is a serious threat of a terrorist attack, and certainly DHS is doing its best and local police departments are doing their best. But as long as we're going to have porous borders and open ports of entry, not the seaports or airports, but the ports of entry land-based from Canada and from the United, from Mexico, we're going to have an open gateway for anyone who wants to come here. It is so easy to walk across that border. And if you are, if you have any type of training like an ISIS soldier has, walking across that border in 130 degree heat is not going to bother you. You could walk 100 miles in that heat. Any militarily trained person is going to be able to do that. They know how to deal with it. So you can infiltrate the United States so easily. But the worst threat is not the infiltration. I think it's the homegrown terrorists. Because they're already here. They've already got their plans laid out. I think the next target is going to be the usual. It's going to be a population-dense a target like New York City and certainly Washington, D.C., because that's the political hub of the country. It'll be 9/11 all over again. These terrorist groups along the border with Mexico according to the reports that we're getting now, that there is some record of them down there. They're not going to attack El Paso. They're not going to attack San Diego. They're coming to the mall in Indianapolis, Indiana, or Minnesota, wherever that mall was that had the shooting recently. They're going to want big body count, but actually, they're not even going to pick a mall. They're going to go for New York City high rises. They go for a cruise ship with 5,000 passengers on it, sink it in 2 minutes. If you split it in half with the right explosives, they're going to go for a school with a lot of young kids, like they did in Beslan, Russia, 10 years ago. They're going to go for a synagogue full of Jewish worshipers on a Saturday, killing 5,000, blowing the synagogue down to the ground. Same with maybe a Catholic church or a Christian church of some kind. It's going to be a high-volume death count target. They're not interested in killing one or two people. That's good for the videos when they show somebody being beheaded over in Syria on a video to intimidate the world. But as far as attacking us on our own land, they want big, big body count. With one attack, not multiple attacks. It'd be one attack, and that's they're going to do it. Nobody knows when or where, but we know it is going to happen. And I'm all for putting that Israelite style dual fence along the entire border from San Diego, California to Brownsville, Texas. It would cost about $4 billion, which is about the amount of the money that Obama demanded from Congress to provide welfare benefit programs for the 63,000 illegal alien children that came over here in the last 9 or 10 months. I've seen the talk to Border Patrol and law enforcement down in San Diego on that dual fence border, and they say, and even Shelby took me on a tour through it, it is virtually impossible to get through that double fencing. If you're lucky enough to get over the first 16-foot high fence, and you're lucky enough to and limber enough to scale that, you're already spotted by the time you've touched that fence or gotten to the top of it. You have to come down, jump 16 feet or lower yourself 16 feet, and then scurry across 60 feet of dirt causeway to get to the next 16-foot high fence that is just as difficult to try to scale. By then, Border Patrol cameras, sensors, and eyesight have already picked you out, and they're already inside that causeway apprehending you. So it's very, very effective. And why we haven't done it across the entire border is something that's it's confusing to all of us, even members in Congress. Why do we have political governors who are so reluctant to protect their own country because of political correct paralysis? Emphasis on paralysis prevents you from making a decision, making any kind of judgment, acting. You essentially become a sitting duck, and especially to your political opponent. So you shut up about the problem, hope it'll go away, and hope that you get reelected by remaining uncontroversial.
Yeah,
that's my take.
Hey, it was a great take. I completely agree with you. I've heard about the fence, too, as well, and why there wasn't a push there. And I say, you know, the paralysis you say, I say it's a lack of word, a nation that reacts instead of acts and gets in front of something. Hey, one last one, Jim, because of, as you said, 2003 and 4 and 5 and 6, when the Minutemen Project was being established and you were getting a lot of attention and people were concerned and wanted to join up, do you still get a lot of people calling and saying, hey, what can I do? I want to be part of the project. Do you get a lot of that?
Yeah, and anybody interested, just contact us through my website. Click on my email and send me an email. And we'll connect you with somebody on the border who's already conducting border observation and reporting activities. I don't like to bring up the Ebola scare, but anybody who wants to participate should be aware that there is a remote possibility that there could be an Ebola problem on that border. I'd say a 10% chance, not 90. So it's a low chance, but I would not be surprised if we get some very serious disease passed through that open border as well into the United States. I don't think it'll kill us all, but it could kill a few of us before they get under control.
All right, there you go. A warning. Jim Gilchrist, founder and president of the Minuteman Project, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's really no such thing as a regional threat anymore. In today's world, regional threats, if left unaddressed, will inherently become global threats. Next door is everywhere. We have to commit to pursue a future in which the kind of threats that we see today simply cannot thrive.
That's Secretary of State John Kerry. And, you know, this is the wrap-up, the end of the year, and Kerry, who they say has logged the most miles now, or some of the most miles, since the start of his position in that role as Hillary Clinton left it, has been to the Middle East how many times, and Israel being one of the main components of what's happening there. Here, Kerry is talking about ISIS and the regional threat and what it means in pursuing what's happening with ISIS. And, of course, $7 million a day, that's what we're spending with the airstrikes. And no boots on the ground, at least no U.S. boots on the ground or coalition forces. The people that are responding are Syrian forces for the most part and, of course, Iraqi as well. And we've been warned many times that ISIS is the fight we're going to keep fighting. We're going to stay in this until it is over, until we've defeated this group. And, you know, what? Here's the thing. What qualifies as defeating? I mean, how many places do you hit? Who are you taking out? The leader, and then who's replaced? It's just like Al-Qaeda multiplying and multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. You cut off the head of the snake, but yet one grows right back on. And not that I don't think that we should be involved in trying to stop ISIS in a way, but not that we should be constantly looking for another year and a year after that. And that's part of the whole planning. How long are we going to be involved in this? It could be a long time. Could be a long time. And the more we see beheadings or horrific things that are being thrown in our face, and especially if they involve Americans, the more the push will be to try to get as many people involved and stay involved in this. A couple of odds and ends as we get ready to usher this hour out. The president was in the hospital for less than a half an hour, but anytime a president comes near the hospital with anything that's going to make news, apparently he has acid reflux. He had a sore throat. They did a routine CAT scan Saturday afternoon while he was visiting Walter Reed Military Medical Center. He had a sore throat, and they said the scan was normal, but the symptoms are consistent with soft tissue inflammation, acid reflux. The White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, said the prez was not sedated, so there was no transfer of authority. That's what, anytime a president's sedated, you have to do that. That means the VP, Joe Biden, who's on speed dial. Guess what? You got 28 minutes. But that didn't happen. And the doctor visit wasn't on the schedule for Saturday. So, of course, you have reporters that were hustling to get down there. Like I said, anytime you hear, oh, the president's in the hospital for something, even though it was just a, it was just this thing that was bothering him. And the with acid reflux, it's just a dietary thing usually that has to be changed if you have acid reflux. More and more people, it's interesting, it's kind of a sidebar here, are getting acid reflux. I think I've talked to maybe four or five people that have it, and always there's massive vegetables that are on the agenda. You mean we can't have pizza? You mean we can't have burgers and the bread and all the other things that we were eating? And usually that's when they'll say, no, that's not good for you. And if you missed this, the runoff did not go the way of Mary Landrieu, so she's no longer going to be the senator representing, one of the senators representing Louisiana. Starting in January, there's a new senator, and that would be Congressman Bill Cassidy, who won the runoff and beat her. And it's funny because she really hit the trail. She was hitting every little nook and cranny that she could get into, you know, whether she was speaking at a breakfast or knocking on doors or any of that kind of stuff. And she kept running that campaign even through Saturday morning outside where she cast her ballot, but because she thought she still had a chance. And Landrieu had pulled up a big upset last time around, but it wasn't happening this time. So what's interesting about this is now 9 Senate seats went the way of the Republicans. Certainly they have the majority, and this is just an add-on to that. But when you look across the South, boy, a lot of Democrats fell. A lot of Democrats went down, and Republicans replaced them. That's where so many of the pickups were. So this is the exclamation point the GOP wanted. And there were a lot of GOP groups supporting Cassidy, and they bombarded Landrieu with millions in attack ads. And only really a handful of Democrats rallied to her aid to help her in the runoff. Not very, very much, or not very much money was pumped into that versus what happened with Cassidy. So the grip on the Senate is certainly gone, but that red tide had already washed over Washington, D.C., and both chambers, but really the Senate, which before was the Democratic majority, has now gone in the other direction. It just becomes even more official. It's that exclamation point I said that the Republicans wanted. So that's the 9th seat. I'll say that again, 9th seat. Wow. And we talked a lot about Bill Cosby, and I have family that live in Philadelphia, and they say Philadelphians, it's every day you're reading something about it in the paper, and they're trying to distance themselves from Bill Cosby, because every time you turn around, there's somebody else that, and it's really true, that, that comes out and says, I have a story. Here's what happened to me. I mean, Bill Cosby was a guy who had five kids and talked about his kids, talked about his life, talked about growing up, and was so embraced, especially in his early days, but even beyond that. Now you have this PJ Masten, her name is. She said she was a Playboy bunny when she met Bill Cosby, who was doing some stand-up comedy. She says that Cosby drugged and raped her in a Chicago hotel, and says that other former Playboy bunnies were sexually assaulted by Cosby as well. From his side of this, his lawyer keeps denying that, saying those allegations, accusations aren't true, that these are just people that are coming forward, just dropping out of the woodwork, and it's not true. But it, like I said, with this every day, it seems like somebody else is coming out, and it's true. Now there's been like 25 stories. So since the first story came out, and that's when others decided to speak out too, and through the years, it's 60s, 70s, 80s, even somebody just a couple of years ago, now those are the stories that we're hearing. He's had a lot of defenders on Twitter, on Facebook. When I say a lot, there as many people are coming out to say, wow, can't this whole thing with the pills and dropping pills and drinks that they're reporting. The on Twitter and some other places, people are starting to come to the defense of Bill Cosby, and part of that is probably because of just the avalanche of women. A lot of times when that happens, you'll see the defense happen on the other side, and plus I think people don't want to believe that. You know, you think of the cause and think of the voices that he did and some of the funny old routines, and you know, your mind doesn't want to believe that, I guess, but I think these women have shattered that picture. So where do you go from here? He's been dumped from a couple of boards, and some of the things that he was coming back to do comedy-wise have disappeared, and there are places he's still playing, but a lot of them have gone away, and I think this Bill Cosby story is going to continue. I think you're going to hear more stories, and I don't know, maybe somebody else will come forward and there'll be some kind of a suit, but there couldn't be anything legally other than civil suits against Bill Cosby at this point, because especially a lot of the people that are, the women that are reporting it, it happened too long ago, way beyond the statute of limitations. The music means, my friends, that once again I thank you for being a part of this extravaganza. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
That time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.